Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
Alright, what is up all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're nasty. Can I just say, I've had seriously a hell of a week so far. And it's only hump day, it's Wednesday. So, first of all, if you guys haven't heard, if you aren't following me on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat, I am officially on Shade 45 as the new associate producer of the All Out Show with Rue Jude. You can check me out Monday through Friday at various times when I do the news. So I'm Sapphire with the news. Had the biggest fuck up on Monday working that series. I did not pronounce... Lean correctly by its street name. For the longest time, I thought Lean in the streets was called Scissor. I'm still fucking it up. But I guess you guys liked it. I guess you guys well received it. And then, as you may know, your girl had a... what was I going to say? Your girl had a date on Monday. A very interesting one. As you may know, I have not been penetrated by a man since June. Okay? I've been fucking girls. Remember, I had two women last weekend. It was awesome. Now I finally got some dick. Yes. I got some dick, y'all. I got a good dick down. Now, remember, I was supposed to go on a date with my dom. We're just going to call him Dom, Mr. Dom, because I don't want to give out his real name. You know what? Fuck it. We're just going to call him Mr. Suit and Tie because that's what he wears. But Mr. Suit and Tie and I, we had the date a long time ago, out for a couple drinks. That's when I found out that he was into BDSM. And I told him I've never really had a full-on doming experience with someone who is a professional. So we decide Monday night we were gonna go out. So Monday I decide, let's go out for billiards. I'm not gonna go out for a drink or anything. Let's just, you know, play some pool. Let's go to the pool hall and then you can come over and you can dom the shit out of me. And he did. So let's get to the sexy story of it. So Mr. Suit and Tie and I were playing pool and it's already getting sexual upon first arrival. The first thing I said was, I cannot wait to put some balls in the hole. And he's like, well, I can't wait to put one ball in someone's hole. And I'm like, oh, really? And for the record, Mr. Dom, Mr. Suit and Tie is a white guy. And very good looking white guy, I gotta say. He was some fine vanilla. He's kind of like, he almost looks like he should be in Mumford and Sons in a way, because he's very nicely groomed. He has a nice full beard. He really wears suit and ties always. So he was wearing like a crush, not velvet, but just like a satin suit that was red and it had a nice black tie. And he had the penny loafers on. And here I am wearing like shit that should be in the 70s because right now I'm rocking my fro. So we get to the billiard room and he's already checking out my ass. He like can't resist but put the pool cue, the stick, in between my legs and putting it in between my thighs. And I'm like, well, that's not the kind of stick I want in between my legs right now. And then it's like, are you trying to throw me off? So throughout the entire pool game that we had, he continuously, him and I, we were just throwing sexual innuendos at each other. I'm putting my leg on top of the pool table and, you know, stroking the stick in a way sexual so that, you know, he can get excited for what's to come later. And remember, he's a dom. So there's a lot of things that I had to learn. Like, for instance, he did not like me to touch him because as his sub, I cannot just reach for his cock. I cannot reach for his face. Have to get permission. So we're playing the game and I'm completely sucking at it. Mind you, because I suck at pool It took us almost an hour, and we only had an hour to play with the pool. So it took a good like 30, 40 minutes for me to even warm up, in which I still failed miserably. So he starts putting wagers on it, and the first thing he says is, the next time you scratch, you're gonna take off your bra in the bathroom and you're going to put it in my jacket coat. And I'm like, am I gonna get it back though? He's like, of course, but you know, you're gonna take off your bra in the bathroom like a good little slut, like a good little sub, not slut, like a good little sub, and you're going to put it in my pocket. Now, ladies and gents, I got some big titties, okay? I got some 38 D's, y'all, okay? Do you see how these babies jiggle? It's like, I'm not saying it's like Christy Canyon boobs, you know, where they're 38 or 36 double D's, or, oh my God. You guys know what I mean. I don't have big titties, like big, big titties, but they're big enough to feed, okay? These are like some water balloons. Like, these jiggle like some water balloons. People on the Periscope, do you agree? Yes, I do let them jiggle. Trust me. Now, the shirt that I'm wearing today, it's so low cut. As you can see, my bra's already showing and revealing. And so anyways, he says, the next time you scratch, you're going to put the bra in the pocket. So, of course, I'm wearing a very sheer boyfriend tank that's black. And you can see a purple bra, in which, kind of like what I'm wearing. I have two of them. Yes, I just pulled out my bra. And so I scratch on accident, in which the ball flies actually over the table. And that's when he looks at me and he's like, so you know what you have to go do. And I go and do it. I didn't put a lock on the door. So girl actually walked in as I am readjusting, like putting my hands down my pants to kind of like tuck my shirt back in. But I stuffed that motherfucking bra. It's a big ass bra, you guys. It's a big ass bra. I stuffed that motherfucking bra in his breast coat and I handed it back to him. So then, once again, he made the wager. And he's like, the next time you miss or you put my balls in, you know, you shoot my balls in the hole, you're gonna get on the floor and twerk every time you go for a shot. And I'm like, what? What? I gotta get on the floor and twerk. Mind you, it's a public pool hall. It's a public pool hall. It's not like the whole hall was to ourselves. So there's guys, there's some chicks, you know, the music's playing. Then the song Work comes on and he's like, I wanna see you. And he's like, literally spanking my ass with such force. And he at one point grabs me by the neck in the hair and he just breathes on me. And I'm like trying to steal a kiss from him. And he's like, uh-uh, you're not touching me. Do you know how hard it is to build up so much sexual tension to where you're just like, Jesus Christ, I want to fuck you on this table right now. And mind you, I really wanted to. And then I told him, you know, it's not the first time I've had sex on a pool table, which I don't suggest having sex on pool tables. They're just not comfortable. And if there's actual billiards, like who wants to have a billiard ball in their ass, in their pussy? You know, you try to do like some acrobatic shit. Your legs might flop all over the place. The balls might start rolling. You know what I mean? It's just an accident waiting to happen. But it was just like, literally, I was so glad I wasn't wearing panties, and I acknowledged to him that I wasn't wearing any panties, because then he started examining my crotch, and I was wet as, oof, God, I was wet as hell, just wet. So then we go on further, we're finishing up the game in which I lose twice, we start to kiss. And it's not like a regular kiss, it's more of like a forceful kiss, like I can't really kiss him back. I feel his dick. The dick is nice. I could see it like forming through his pants and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, let's just get home to the lair already so we can bone. Let's get to the fucking. Now mind you again, he's a dom. So he's not gonna treat me like just any little girl. He's gonna punch the fuck out of me. So he follows me home, we get to the lair and we go over some rolls. And he also brings over an undisclosed bag and a box. Now, if you guys were following me on Snapchat on Monday, you may have known and seen my toy collection laid out on the bed for him. I wanted to make sure that this dom session was going to go right, so I laid out the Hitachi. I have this Japanese silk tie, which has like mini whips at the end that he can spank me with, and it also pulls it back. I brought out my monkey bars. I brought out the G-Spot lollipops that I had, which are G-Spot toys. Blowjob pop rocks. So they're actual, they're like pop rocks, but they're for your penis. And so I wanted to give him head, maybe pop some in my mouth. And I also had my bondage tape because I do like getting tied up. So Mr. Suit and Tie and I chat in the living room. I fix him a drink and we're going over our hard limits and our soft limits. And as we're talking and I fix him a nice whiskey drink, he starts massaging my legs. Oh, you have to hear this story. Yes, Lou, you got to hear this story. He starts massaging my legs like inside and he's like rubbing like my inner thighs. And then he's working his way up to my clit, but he's not letting me come. He's like edging me and he's like rubbing on my calves. And I already went to the gym and I already knew that I was going to be sore, but I was like, fuck it. I want to hurt the next day. So, you know, he asks me, you know, do I like to be whipped? Do I like to be tied up? Do I like to be slapped? I told him no. And then he starts showing me his toy collection. He brings out a flogger with what looks like a glass dildo handle at the end, a switch, which is literally a wooden stick that is smoothed out so it can break upon my ass. Suction cups, ropes, as well as, what else did he have? Oh yes, and he had restraints for both the feet and the wrists. So he puts the wrist restraints on me and he makes me put the switch in my mouth, strip down completely naked, just naked to the world, brings out the flogger and puts it over, you know, my breasts. And so I decided to show my bestie, because my bestie and I, we love to share, you know, everything about our lives. And I'm an overshare. If you're like my good friend, I'm going to share everything that happens to me. So welcome to the show, Only Shadow. You're listening to Sapphire's Airplay. I'm Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're fucking nasty, we're talking about my date with a dom. The first time I've ever, which is just recently on Monday, having a full-blown dom session. So as I was saying, he has the flogger around my tits. He has the wrist restraints on me in which my hands are behind my back. Tells me to open my mouth and put the switch, which is a stick, in my mouth. And he decides to get my Japanese silk tie and also put him around my tits. He's pinching my nipples. He's biting my neck. He's biting like my tongue. He's licking me, breathing on my neck, but he has not fingered me, fucked me. He has not penetrated me whatsoever. So he asks me if I've been a good girl or a bad girl. And of course I'm like, I've been a bad girl. He asks me when the last time I touched myself, and I tell him, and he proceeds to bend me over, spreading my legs apart, and he starts to spank me with the flogger. And it felt really fucking good. And his hands, when he uses his bare hands to like slap me, he's got man hands. I mean, you know men what I'm talking about. When you get a girl with a nice ass, and he loves my ass, he was like, oh my God, your ass is amazing. And I will show you guys my ass on the sexy break. But I do got an ass, but it's an ass, like I said, it's like an optical illusion. It looks like it's nothing but jelly, but honey, it's so firm, but it still has like a grip. So he's grabbing on the booty, spanking it, whipping me. Then he uses the switch, in which I really don't like. It was a little too much for me, but that's okay, because I do like pain to a certain degree. And that's when he proceeds to put the flogger in between my clit from the front and behind. And that's when he inserts the glass dildo end of the flogger, which is also rigid and has spirals on it, and he proceeds to fuck me with it. He fucks me so hard with the end of this flogger, I have now squirted all over my living room carpet. It's trickling down my legs, and he is very pleased. Now, it's not like an instant, like, psh, it's more of like a squirt where it was just like dripping. It was just like spurts. It was spurts of squirt. But if you didn't know any difference, and you can only tell when a girl squirts because of the scent, but it was like, I pissed myself, but I squirted, and he fucked me with this dildo, with the end of the flogger. So then he proceeds to touch my clit, and he's fingering the shit out of my pussy, trying to make me squirt again. And I'm just like moaning in delight, but he doesn't let me finish because, like I said, he's a dom, so he takes pleasure in the fact that I'm in agony for his cock. And I'm speaking out of turn. I'm not saying sir, so he whips me some more. And at one point, we're, you know, he's playing with my nipples so hard, I can already feel them bruising. My tits still hurt. My neck still hurts. My ass, my thighs, my calves, my body still hurts. My pussy is still swollen, okay? And it's been since Monday, and it's Wednesday right now. So, going on, I ask him if he would like a drink of water. I go get him some water. Next thing I know, he bends me over and finger fucks me. Freezer. In the freezer. My head is in the fucking freezer next to some ice, and makes me squirt all over my refrigerator door on the bottom to the floor. And I wish I captured this moment, because if you guys had seen the amount of squirt that was on the floor and on the refrigerator door, oh my God, you guys are just gonna be like, what the fuck? It was definitely some splash waterfalls. He also proceeded to pick me up and fuck me in the kitchen, because he is an avid listener now. He's actually joining the Earbud clan over here, and he picks me up and puts me on my kitchen counter, because I told him my kitchen has yet to be tainted. And I told all you listeners, and you never know out there, you know, Sapphire, you might come across me and we might have some sexual liaisons. So you might want to take note. And nothing is sexier when a man or a woman takes note and they want to take me for a ride. So he mounts me and puts me on the kitchen counter, spreads my legs open, and proceeds to eat me out. And at one point, I get so self-conscious, and I'm like, I hope it tastes good for you. And he's like, I wouldn't be down here if I wasn't. And he's breathing on my clit, he's biting on it, he's fingering it with his thumbs and his fingers, and using two and three fingers inside of me. And I'm spreading my legs wider, and to the point where I'm knocking down my wine bottle collection, which I'll show you guys during our sexy break. So I'm just all over the place. Like, I'm just like, oh, yes, yes. Oh, I'm loving every fucking minute of it. I'm pretty sure my neighbors heard, because if I don't recall, I only counted one neighbor's car when I first pulled up, and I know both of my neighbors live together, and the doorway to the kitchen is right by the front door entry. So I'm sure you can pretty much hear if you were close enough. So you're hearing probably a bunch of bottles clinging. You're hearing me moaning. You're hearing my feet on top of the stove. I'm gonna show you guys exactly how I was positioned in this kitchen. And like I said, I'm a thick girl. I'm thick and fit, baby. And so this skinny white man picks my ass up, mounts me on that kitchen counter, and I spread my legs like I'm fucking in gymnastics and yoga. I mean, my pussy was everywhere. Pussy juice was on the kitchen counter until yesterday night, you guys. I was so tired. Yesterday, I was so tired after all this sex, which, let me tell you, this is only the beginning of the sex that we had. This is foreplay session. I'm having a real life submission based on the Showtime series submission, a session. Oh, wishy dot. No, Don, you guys know I don't do porn, so I cannot document this, my sex. Maybe next time I will ask him if we can audio record some of the session and we will put it on Sapphire's AirPlay. Who knows? I'll ask. I can ask my Dom permission, or Mr. Suit and Tie, you're listening to the podcast. You're probably shaking your head like, oh my God, this girl. So anyways, takes me off of the kitchen counter. And then he bends me over my sofa over here, and you guys will see my little sofa. Sorry, Yasmin. I know that's your sweet spot. Yasmin De Leon loves sitting in this sofa right here. So he mounts me on the end of the sofa, and he's rubbing his cock on me. But before he bent me over, I asked him permission. I said, I would like to thank you by sucking your cock. And he's like, well, what's the proper way? And I said, permission to suck your cock, sir. So he's still clothed, fully clothed. I whip out his cock through his pants, through his suit pants, and it's thick. It's uncircumcised. So he's got, you know, girth. He's got a lot of girth, and he's a grower, and he's thick. I mean, he is so thick. I was just like, oh my God, yes. And so he could tell that I was actually thoroughly enjoying sucking his cock. Yes, I actually thoroughly enjoyed sucking somebody's cock. I mean, it was like the cleanest penis. And I swear to God, this is going to go in talks of our topic tonight of sexual hygiene. I usually don't like sucking uncircumcised cocks, but I love fucking them because of the extra length. But uncircumcised cocks can have that schmegma. His penis was thoroughly clean, and I gracefully just, I mean, I wish I can put one of these dildos in my mouth, but I'm scared that fucking Periscope is gonna shut me down. But I could just say it was about this thick. It was thick enough. It was thick enough. It was a little bit thicker than this. It wasn't like the thickness of my Yeti mic, but it was definitely thick enough for this. So anyways, I suck his cock. He stops me because I know he's thoroughly enjoying it. And then that's when he bends me over the couch and he starts to tease me with his cock. So he's like putting it on the outskirts of my ass crack. He's putting it through the slits of my pussy. And then he proceeds to slap a condom on and he begins to fuck me from behind. And so I'm now putting both of my legs on top of the armrest of my sofa. And it's almost like a Superman position, and he's fucking me harder and harder. And to the point where we fall on the sofa. And so I pull him down to the floor. And so he starts fucking me on the floor, and I'm squirting. And there's wet spots. And it's just hot. I mean, I'm trying to grab on for dear life because my titties were jiggling all over the place. My pussy was just like wet. And at one point, he was going so hard, I had to tell him, you know, yellow, my safe word, and, you know, ask for more lube or something, because Jesus Christ, like, he was stretching my insides. Remember, it's almost been a month since I've had dick, and I keep my vag really tight. I work on my Kegels every day. Fuck, I'm doing my Kegels right now because Mr. Suit and Tie, I can't wait for our Dom session, hopefully on Sunday night when I return. So anyways, he's fucking me just harder, and like I can feel the walls and the lips of my pussy just stretching. And ladies, you know when a guy, when you haven't been fucked by some good cock in a while, where it's thick cock, and when that vag just starts to like rip apart, but it's so pleasurable. Oh my God. I was dying. And mind you, we're still in the living room. We haven't even made it upstairs. He did check out the toys and stuff that I had upstairs, though, which was great. But we have not even proceeded to go upstairs and fuck. So Don in Texas says, by any chance, did he penetrate you in the anal? So Don, I'm getting to that, baby. No, he did not penetrate my ass because he's not heavy into anal play, as am I. He did, however, you know, kiss my ass cheeks, and he kind of semi, you know, smothered his face and kind of buried it. But he's not heavy onto anal. But as far as I know from our text messages today, Wednesday, he said he's going to push my limits. Actually, I wonder if I can pull up the text message. Oh gosh, I can't. I'm gonna have to do it during the sexy break. But yes, he thoroughly fucked me good. He thoroughly fucked me good, to the point where we're upstairs. Oh, sorry. He came on the couch. He busted a nut in the condom in the on the couch. No anal, but he came. And I had a moment where I was just like, role reversal, or what he likes to call being a brat, because brats are like myself. We're mostly switches and we don't know how to give up power. But I had a little Dom moment because I've never seen so much cum fill a condom in a while. And I love when guys pop inside my pussy with the condom. I don't know, something about you guys, like your dick's deflating after being so fucking hard. Oh my God, I'm legit. Like, my clit is throbbing right now. Like, I really want to touch myself, but I know I'm not allowed to. I don't think I have permission. I have to ask. I'm going to have to text him and say permission to come. So, I really want to masturbate tonight. Like, I need to masturbate. So, anyways, we go upstairs. Not after or before he eats me out on my on the stairway to my bedroom, which of course is by the familiar sign of nude beach, which leads to the stairway to Sapphire's lair, aka my bedroom. And he eats my pussy. I squirt again. And then going upstairs, oh, Lily, you should go masturbate, baby. I really encourage you to go masturbate. And I hope you had a good date on Saturday. So anyways, we go upstairs and he tells me, you still have yet to sit on my face. But this is not after I clear the bed, get the splat mat. And he says, you know, it's not every day that I can see a Hitachi wand in action. I'm going to go to the bathroom and you go play with yourself, but you're not allowed to come. So he goes to the bathroom and I'm playing with my pussy. And I'm literally edging myself and I can feel my body wanting to like trickle. And I caught him. He was creeping up so slowly up the stairs, and because it's carpet, you really can't hear unless you're heavy footed. But he literally was spying on me and just watching me on the beam of my loft and just watching me like a kid on Christmas with his new toy. And he could not get enough, to the point where he decides to bury his face and starts to eat me out again. Doesn't let me come. And he proceeds to ask me to sit on his face. So I sit on his face and he gets locked jaw. Can I just tell you, prime pussy right here, y'all. Prime pussy right here. Prime pussy right here. When you get locked jaw from eating pussy, you know this dom goes to work. Mr. Suit and Tie put some major work in. And I was so mad. I told him, like, we had to stop because I had a new job, and which is Shade 45, All Out Show. And I was like, I don't want to show up too tired for work tomorrow. However, we're going to have an all-nighter one of these nights, in which we are definitely going to have an all-nighter. I mean, permission to have an all-nighter, Mr. Suit and Tie. But yes. All right, everybody. That is my story, my sexy story. Whew, Lord Jesus. We are just getting started. We got more Sapphire's Earplay for all the podcast listeners on the Misfits Network, on Sapphire's Earplay, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Play Google Music. You know this is sexy time, so the only way that you're going to find sexy time is where Periscope videos are going to be released on my ConnectPal. I know I'm lagging. I'm just trying to get all the content ready for you guys so that you guys can get for $4.99 a month all the Sapphire Earplay episodes of the month. So each month you guys get new Sapphire's Earplay video, and the only way to get it is of course through ConnectPal. So for all my people out there on the Periscope, you know what time it is. We're going to come back and we're going to do some sexy breaks. So if you're smoking, come on and smoke with me. I want to see, or I can't see, but I want to know what you're smoking on, what you're drinking on. If you're not smoking or drinking, I want you to do me a favor and tell me, am I taking a shot or am I taking a toke? All right, Sapphire's Earplay. Don't nobody go nowhere. We got plenty of more and some tips on grooming coming up. I want to let you know about the misfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers? We are back. Sapphire's Airplay is where it's at. We are back. We are back. We are back. All right. So the earbuds definitely fucked me up on the sexy break. They made me take three different shots, actually. My bestie's on. Oh my God, bestie. Hi, bestie. I miss you. Anyways, I took three different shots. They made me take a shot of Fireball, Jack Daniels. What up, Madison from Naked News? I love you. They made me take Fireball, tequila, and Jack. And then I smoked some weed. So your girl's kind of sweaty and kind of horny. I have not texted my dom, Mr. Suit and Tie, which you guys got that lovely, almost 32-minute sexy story. Yeah, y'all made me. I'm going to say y'all made me, okay? I don't know why I was trying to I thought I was in Vegas already, okay? So Madison said, Madison Baines, at Madison Baines, you can follow her on Twitter, Instagram, and of course, Periscope. Madison, do you have a Snapchat too? She said, I love whiskey. I mean, she likes tequila and weed too. And yeah, oh my God, you guys fucked me up. I don't know how I'm gonna do this. Oh my God, both of my Naked News girls are on here. Carly Bae is on here. What up, baby? And whiskey. Oh my God. Yeah, bestie, I need you to come here and rescue me. Oh my God, you guys seriously fucked me up. I have a show to run and I'm fucked up. You guys are in an Uber together? Ooh, what are you two ladies doing? Y'all just naughty. Seriously, I need to go to Canada and I'm so pissed. I just found out from my dad my passport expired as of Monday. Oh, you guys are on your way home. Okay, so I'm gonna renew my passport and I'm definitely coming to Canada. Like, this is horrible. But bestie, seriously, you have a key and everything. I think you need to come over and rescue me. I think I'm gonna die tonight. Bestie knows why, because I have not smoked in a long time. In a long time for a person who smokes usually every day, I haven't smoked in like a week. I did say Canada's so white. And yes, I have to renew it. shout out to Justin who said, come to Winnipeg. No, I don't want beer though. I want whiskey and tequila only. That's it, whiskey and tequila. Ooh, I would love to freeze my titties though. I would love to, because it's hot as fuck down here. Okay, Sapphire's Airplay. We gotta resume this. Okay, so we were gonna go into sexual hygiene, but we first gotta do the day sex and confused news. And we probably will not get to sexual hygiene, which is really gonna piss me off, because I've had this whole campaign. Everybody got fucking excited that I was going to do this. But seriously, we're gonna get to it. But we gotta get to the day sex and confused news, because I think everybody's gonna fucking like this one tonight. So without further ado, here is the dazed, sexed, and confused news. Oh God, give me a second, you guys. I gotta build my composure. It's so bad. Clean your junk, everything is better. Exactly.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
Woman gets the most ultimate revenge on her abusive husband, okay? Just stay with me, folks. It all went down in Vietnam. So according to the Daily Mail, neighbors heard screams from everybody involved. Neighbors ran into a house where they found this woman sitting on her husband and his private area, aka his balls, were grasped in her hand while his face turned completely purple. I'm telling you guys, this is crazy. So it's not disclosed as to why this fight broke out, but apparently this woman got so pissed off at her husband, she decided to grab his dick and his balls and squeezed his nuts so fucking hard, his face turned purple. She agreed to finally release him as the police sped to the house. By then, the husband, whose testicles at the time when police arrived had been crushed for over 5 minutes, had slipped into a consciousness and was found later to be dead on arrival. It's ridiculous, you guys. Okay, this is what trips me out. Okay, I want to know what the fuck did this husband do to get his nuts fucking crushed. Okay, first of all I keep envisioning is what happens on Mortal Kombat, and forgive me, I'm about to go into a nerd spiel, but on Mortal Kombat, which I all too well, because fucking my bestie loves to pull this move when she's fucking Cassie Cage and I'm playing a fucking guy, she loves to nut punch me in the nutsack till they explode. So all I can vision right now, yeah, finisher. So all I can see now is the vision of this woman laying on top of her husband, yelling in Vietnamese, probably saying, "You motherfucker, you don't cheat on me. This is my dick at the end of the day. I own your motherfucking balls. This is my dick. This is my balls. This is my shit right here." That's all I can envision right now. And it's her just fucking annihilating the fuck out of his nuts till he bled to death. Men, all I have to say is this. When you're in a relationship, okay, just do me one favor. Don't fuck up. Do me one favor, don't fuck up. And what I mean is don't fuck up, eat her pussy, cook once in a fucking while, take her out on a decent date, AKA not McDonald's, not fucking Carl's Jr., and let her have girls' night and she'll let you have boys' night. I've heard of some motherfucking men just getting all butt shit and butt fucking crazy and butter. Ooh. No, don't take them to Red Lobster. You know what? Fuck it. I love Red Lobster, motherfuckers. Okay? Red Lobster? Yes. Yes. Please. Give me some motherfucking Red Lobster. I don't care. I mean, I love really good seafood, but yes. Don't fuck up it. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Don't fuck it up, guys. And you won't get your nutsack in a death grip. I'm for real. Just, all I can envision it. Wait, although an all-you-can-eat shrimp isn't bad. Yes, all-you-can-eat shrimp, fucking crab. I'm a girl who loves crabs, okay? Oof. I don't do the cheddar biscuits, Mr. Will, but I feel you. You know what? I'm taking a bong rip because everybody's yelling out the proper shit, okay? Everybody who's like, "Oh my God, Red Lobster is nasty." No. If you don't want to spend $80 on some good crab, you can take your ass to Red Lobster. I'm telling you. Beyonce said it right. When he fucks me good, I'll take his ass to Red Lobster. Because Red Lobster over fucking Outback. Okay? Bestie, I really don't eat the biscuits all the time. And yes, Bestie, I know. I understand. Exactly. It costs you $80 on you later, but you know what? Justin, at the end of the day, she's going to do it. What's my bong's name? I don't know. We gotta name my bong, you guys. It's a Hello Kitty wearing like visor glasses with the weed symbol. Ugh, ladies, Madison, it's always best. Let's do it. Oh, you said cough? Call it cough? It is Hello Kitty. Oh, fuck. I'm out. I'm fucking... Hey, Carly said Billy Bob Thornton. I kind of just like Billy Bob. But then again, you know what? I actually had a dildo called Billy Bob. God damn it. So we gotta find me a new one. Okay, I'm not gonna pack a new bowl because I'm pretty fucking high. Billy Bong. I kind of like Billy Bong though. Dilly Dong? I don't know. I'll find something. Okay, so we gotta get to the next story. Jesus Christ, y'all are making me fucking high. So anybody who shops at Forever 21, you know what? I got to go in on Forever 21 before we go into the story. Forever 21, please, when you're trying to cater to those with like hips, tits, and ass, you know, your size 14, by the way, is like a size 9. No, correct me if I'm wrong. It's like a size like 3. Okay? It's ridiculous. And bestie, I'm sorry. Sometimes Forever 21 has some good band shirts. Like, everybody's like, oh my God, where did you get your shirts that have all the silly shit on it? And like the fucking bands. And I'm like, H&M or 21. Because I'm sorry. A bitch don't go shopping all the time. I really don't. I really do not go shopping for clothes for all I care. It's just, ugh. But let me talk to you guys about this story. Forever 21 is actually under fire right now because they just issued the most sexist shirts for their boys line, okay? So it was reported on Bro Bible as well as Cosmopolitan, guys. It's ridiculous. But they have released some shirts on Forever 21's boys section that have slogans like, sorry ladies, I only date models, and chicks are all over me. And literally there's like chicks, baby chicks all over them. And these were, you know, shirts that are catered to kids as young as 5 years old. So anyways, a couple of people are thinking that the shirts are in poor taste, including a University of Kentucky professor, Christina Brown, who says, even I'm pretty shocked by those, and little shocks me nowadays. It sexualizes children at an age where they should not be sexualized. I definitely agree with this. It reinforces a harmful stereotype about boys that see their value and worth is dependent on how many girls or women they, quote unquote, conquer. This has a ripple effect that can harm boys, both gay and straight, as well as girls. It indirectly says that girls are only for sexual attention and not for friendship. Anything that says that only models are worthy of attention is never positive for girls. I can 110% agree. You guys should definitely check out this article. The pictures of the shirts are ridiculous. And I mean, to a lot of parents nowadays, people are going to be like, oh my God, it's just so tongue-in-cheek. But at the same time, we do need to realize the kind of imagery that we're putting on these kids at 5. And I mean, when you're seeing that a guy is wearing a shirt saying, I only date models, what is that actually advocating? It's advocating women who suffer from eating disorders, from women who only, you know, are seen in the magazines or only seen in the movies, and it's not uplifting them. I'm an equal opportunist, and yes, we all have our types, but at the same time, we need to embrace everybody. And that goes as to show as what's going on with the police brutality and the recent events that are happening right now. It is, we have to say all lives matter, okay? And right now, all communities are bad. We're all in the wrong. Do I agree with all these cops killing people of color? No, I don't. But I also don't agree with people of color retaliating and harming cops who are, you know, trying to do better for the community. I don't agree with what happened with the shooting last week in Dallas, and I do send my condolences to both sides of the community. But this only proves to show, with this article of like Forever 21 and what's going on right now in the news, we have to be mindful of the messages that we're sending to today's youth. We really do. We have to be mindful of the messages, whether or not it's sexual or violent. We have to be mindful of the messages that we're sending out to people, and especially kids, because kids are like sponges nowadays. And when you have access through your iPhone, you know, it's not like how it was 50 years ago, where you heard stories of bodies being burned and lynched and killed because they were a certain color or a certain sexuality. You know, everything is recorded, and these children who don't have positive role models already are gonna pick it up like sponges. So we have to be mindful of what kind of messages we're putting on. So you know what? Forever 21, do yourself a favor and take these shirts down. And if you are a consumer of Forever 21, don't buy these shirts. Don't buy these shirts. I don't care if you find it humorous. A 4-year-old kid should not be wearing shirts that advocate the fact that he only dates models, okay? You might as well put a fucking shirt on the 5-year-old kid and say, sorry, but I only date white people. Sorry, I choose to date my own race. All right. Let's go back to some more Day Sex and Confuse, because this one's actually kind of pretty creepy. A Mexican hit woman claims that she only has sex with corpses after beheading them and drinks the blood of the dead. And this is what really pisses me off. This chick is fucking hot. Like, this is sapphire worthy. And y'all seen the fucking pussy I have fucked, that I have openly told you guys that I've fucked. I gotta be sensitive in 2016. Okay, but here's this fucked up message right now. A hit woman for one of Mexico's most notorious cartels has made a stunning confession from her California jail cell. She says that she claims to have had intercourse with beheaded corpses and drank their blood. Mexican media reports that the 28-year-old Juana, also known as La Peque, aka Little One, the ruthless Zetas cartel, made the admission from Baja California. Juana said, "Ever since I was a little girl, I was a rebel, and then became a drug addict and an alcoholic." Juana was born in Hidalgo, near Mexico City. She became pregnant at 15 by a man 20 years older. To support herself and her child, she worked as a prostitute until delving into the dangerous cartel world. Juana said she got her start as a Halconio, a lookout for police and army patrols, according to the Central European News. Her job entailed standing by at the lookout point for 8 hours at a time. If she failed, Juana said she was tied up and fed a taco per day. Wow, this could not be any fucking racist Daily Mail. You could just say she didn't get a meal. You had to include the fact that she got fed a taco. That's some bullshit. Fuck you guys at Daily Mail for that one. During her time working for the cartel, she bore witness to a host of gruesome moments, including a man's hand being smashed open with mace. God damn. I remember feeling sad and thinking, I did not want to end up like that, said Juana. Local news site claims that Juana says that she felt excited and started rubbing herself in blood and bathing in it after killing a victim. She said she even drank it while it was still warm. So now she's a fucking vampire. But yes, she said that she loves having sex with cadavers, those of being decapitated, severed heads, as well as the rest of the bodies to pleasure herself. Jesus fucking Christ, this is nasty. You know, it only brings me back to the scene in Hostel where the girl like completely bathes herself in blood after slicing the throat of Heather Mazzaro. That's the actress's name. But Jesus Christ. Aw, thank you, babes. Bye, bestie. Okay, so you guys, now it's time to get to finally the meat of the topic, which is sexual hygiene. So I got an issue, okay? I just got a little bit of an issue. And I'm sure if you're a guy, every chick has probably said this to you, okay? Guys, I'm gonna need you to start washing your balls and start washing the base of your cock, okay? And I'm gonna tell you why. Skin in a man's, you know, genitalia region, okay, is not all that different from other areas of the body. Let's think about it. You go to the gym and you sweat hard and you start rubbing and you start seeing like these dirt little grimes on you. Think of that down there, because I've encountered a couple dick cheeses, aka schmegma, and it's not cute, and it doesn't smell good when it's trapped in there. And guys, if you think you're slick trying to fuck multiple chicks, you know, like one pussy after the next, the least that you can do is actually kind of wipe that off, especially if you have pubes, because we can smell that shit and it's not attractive and it's not safe, especially if you're having, you know, unprotected sex. Dirt and grime, it will fuck up our regions, it will fuck up your regions. So make sure, especially if you are, you know, uncircumcised, that you clean inside and outside of your penis. There are wipes for it. You can get special loofahs that are not too heavy on the skin, and you can just get those at like Rite Aid and stuff. You don't want to like scrub it too hard because you don't want to start opening up sores, but you want to make sure that you're at least cleaning the region thoroughly, okay? And if you're a guy that, you know, doesn't shave your hair completely, you know, comb through it. Okay, nobody likes knotted pubes. You don't like it on us chicks, we don't like it on you guys. And please refrain from like spraying directly cologne on the pubes and on the penis. Okay, it's not good for you, it's not good for us. Not to mention that hair, it's just too much. It starts sickling, the chemicals, the fumes, everything. It's just not pretty, it's not a pretty sight. Also guys, make sure, you know, you abide by the underwear rules, okay? So, I get it. A lot of you guys don't like to shower every day. And us women, too. There are girls out there, we don't like to shower, or we only shower once a day. Okay? Just make sure your underwear is clean. Make sure as you're cleaning your penis, as you're cleaning your vagina, you're also cleaning your underwear. Fresh, clean pair of underwear doesn't hurt anybody. Fresh laundry smells amazing mixed with your pheromones, okay? Do yourself a favor and make sure that the underwear is not too tight. Ladies, I know we like to wear, you know, hip-hugging jeans and all this. That's why sometimes I like to go commando and let her breathe. Guys, sometimes if you're wearing tight clothing too, tight underwear, I get it. She wants to see the bulge. You can get underwear that's still loose around your booty, but, you know, loose around the bulge. You want to make sure that nut sack is not overheating, because otherwise you're going to do the reverse effect and you're going to kill your sperm, okay? Also, it does induce changes down there when you're, grooming down there. You got to make sure that any bumps, welts, you got to make sure that those are not cancerous or full of STDs. I get these all the time, and a lot of black women can agree. We do get scars, and we get a thing called keloid. And so, yes, it will look kind of suspicious to you where you're questioning if it looks like crabs. They're not crabs. You can tell when they're crabs. Crabs are really dark red. They come in multiple patches. They come in threes and fours. They multiply, okay? But if you get razor burns or if you get razor cuts, please refrain from having sexual activity at least for 24 hours. And if the sore is still open, that's when it's time to go to the doctor, especially if you see anything leaking from your penis or vagina. If you see discolorization, ladies, or men from your ladies, notify your partner immediately. Chances are either the discolorization could be due to the fact that she just finished her period, or she might have a yeast infection or something else. Green, yellow, there's like an off-white, and there's also a pungent smell, ladies. It could be a yeast infection, so please check it. Guys, same thing. If you start seeing leakage from your penis and it's definitely not pre-cum, you need to go to your doctor immediately. Also, communicate with your partner. Some of the best foreplay can happen when you're exploring the sexual organs, okay? You want to make sure that your partner and you are both safe, especially if you're using, you know, if you're doing unprotected sex. So like I said, you want to check for every scrape, every bump. If you cut yourself in the shower at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have sex around like 9 o'clock at night, tell your partner before you engage in sexual activities, okay? And if your partner doesn't taste as consistent as their usual, as they usually are, tell them. Tell them, okay? And then you guys can go and get checked out together. I think it's more embarrassing when you deal with somebody who has a pungent smell and you're not telling them. And ladies, we have to start not being so self-conscious, and guys too. I understand that condoms sometimes can smell, but you can tell the difference between latex smell and like piss, and to where it's like, oh my God, this is a fishy pungent smell. And I understand that there's a fetish out there for guys who do like smelly pussy, but it's not doing you a favor and it's not doing your partner a favor. So please, you know, go ahead, tell your partner, and then get checked out. And here's another thing that goes on both sides, and especially with my guys. I understand that money's tight, but you need to stop lying to your doctors. Guys, if you notice a lump in your nutsack, and you know you have two balls, but you feel something else, like a third ball, please notify your partner, and please go to the doctor. Every little thing that goes wrong with your penis, you need to let them know. Ladies, I understand that we don't like to be checked out too, and you know, spreading your legs for someone who completely is not your partner doesn't sound like the most, you know, thrilling thing in the world. But you know what doesn't sound thrilling? When you die of an STD or you die of AIDS. And that goes for men too. So make sure that you get yourselves tested regularly. And for all those people out there who like to put the stereotype that porn stars are dirty, I'm gonna say it again and again and again and again. Porn stars in this industry get tested every 2 weeks. They are the cleanest motherfuckers that I've ever known, and they are the most respected people that should be known in this society. If a porn star can get tested every 2 weeks, you can too. I've said it once and I've said it twice. You can go into your gay communities and you can get tested for free in under a minute. It takes a minute to put a condom on and it takes a minute to get pregnant, not a second less. And it takes under a minute to get tested and know your status. Go get tested. And then also, I understand I have a strong opinion about pubic hair. And my mother, who's a nurse, she has always told me this. But pubic hair does have a purpose, okay? So bear with me, guys. There's always been the discussion that pubic hair, both on men and women, it's become a battleground, okay? People didn't do this in the past. You just accepted the way that your genitals naturally had hair, okay? Us women, we significantly more likely than men like to go bare down there, but we have to admit that trimming just needs to be done. The point of pubic hair is that it traps bacteria, it traps germs, it traps odors, and it does track the pheromones, okay? And the pheromones are what also naturally attract you to your partners that you see or that you get to experiment with, okay? But I'm not saying shun somebody for, you know, not having pubic hair, but when you don't have pubic hair, you're going to have to take better care of your vagina and your penis, more so than the people who do have pubic hair. But you also have to be mindful of pubic hair and pubic lice. There are definitely different grooming kits. If you start seeing something that doesn't look like fuzz or toilet paper, most likely it could be a crab, it can be lice. So be mindful of that, okay? But pubic hair does have its purpose. My girl TL Brown, it does help with fertility. It helps in numerous things. Like I said, I have my own discussions about pubic hair, but I also take very thorough care of my vagina. And actually, I think I'm getting waxed soon, and I'm gonna probably document it because it's gonna be the first time in almost, oh my God, I'm 27. I haven't been waxed since I was like 13, 14. So this is going to be crazy ridiculous. Hopefully we can document this. I'm gonna call my girl and we're gonna, who's an actual waxer, and we're gonna do this live on Sapphire's Airplay. Next thing, you guys, going with, and I can't stress it enough with the grooming. Underpants, underwear. I really am an advocate for sleeping in the buff, and for numerous reasons. In the middle of the night, a lot of us tend to sweat. So imagine you sweating, and I have the habit, you know, when it's cold, I don't like to, you know, change my night clothes like every day. Sometimes I wear like my night clothes for a week, but think about it. You're trapping in dirt and germs. So when you're covering yourself up and you're not letting your private regions to breathe, you're collecting bacteria, schmegma. Ladies can get some form of schmegma as well. So you got to, you know, ladies who are a little bit thicker and our thighs rub together, we can get dirt trails in there. So you got to remember, let your shit breathe. Sleep in the nude, especially in the summertime. Light sheets, light blankets, nice little cozy, you know, blanket, and there you go. Just sleep naked. Let it all breathe and just keep cleaning. I'm not saying soap and water directly, ladies, especially on the vagina, but you want to, you know, clean around the region. And another thing, there's been an ongoing debate for years about pH and pH enhancers and pH reducers. The fact of the matter is, science is changing ever so often. The only real way that you're going to clean thoroughly your own private part is by using just the natural soap, just soap and water, not directly inside the vagina, but around the region. Someone was saying put hydrogen peroxide in their penis. I know they've been referenced in movies and stuff. Don't do that. Hydrogen peroxide on your penis doesn't do anything. It does not cure an STD. Go get tested by a doctor. And that's the same with ladies. So just make sure that when you are cleaning your lady bits and your manly bits, that you're doing it thoroughly and carefully. Like I said, pH enhancers and pH balancers, it's kind of just like the whole myth about, whatchamacallit, about penile enhancements, like to make your dick bigger. You can't scientifically make your penis larger. You can't scientifically change the way your vagina is. If you're changing the way your vagina is, minus the fact that you might have a bacteria that's causing it to smell, that's not usually good. Sometimes those odors, if it's strong, not fishy, but just a strong, you know, scentless odor, okay? Bear with me, or a pungent kind of taste where it's not too sour, but it's not too tangy and not too sweet. That's your body telling you things. So this is when you have to openly communicate with your doctors. All right. So everybody, thank you so much. I've had a great time with you guys tonight. I appreciate you guys one in a million. Remember, you can follow me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Of course, here on Periscope, if you're watching on Periscope, you already follow me. Make sure that you follow the Misfits Podcast Network on iTunes. And of course, like Sapphire's Earplay and Life, all of the podcasts that you hear on the Misfits Network. And you can hear me, Shade 45. I'm the new associate producer for Rude Juice All Out Show. You will hear me doing the news every fucking day, Monday through Friday. So say hi once in a while. Follow me, you guys. Love you guys. And remember, safe sex is the best. Hot sex. Good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.